Trevor said yesterday he needs to just stay out of the way and get the ball to guys like you. I mean, as a quarterback or as a playmaker, I mean, you're a quarterback that just wants to let you guys do
well, what is he? What does he mean by get out of the way?
I mean, it's not about him. He knows that he has you and DT and CJ.
It's not
like you guys do what you do.
Yeah, it's not about us either. It's about the whole. You know, and I think, you know, probably what he was saying with that is obviously you probably was asking a lot of questions about him. And the offense works together. Everybody has to work together as one. And I think that we're starting to – well, we are doing that, not even starting. I mean, ever since game one, even game two, you know, I think offensively we've been doing really well. I think in the fourth quarter, though, we can play a lot better. You know, Mike McCoy showed stats of, you know, how we start games, how we end, and we can't end games that way because right now, obviously, the game's not even close, but once they become close and we get used to turning the ball over in the fourth quarter, then it becomes a problem and we possibly could lose a game. So we got to attack that right now.
What have you seen from the Bills corners? They're a little bit shorter, but they're very feisty.
Yeah, I mean, same as last week, you know. The Bills got a great front seven, you know. I mean, they got Pro Bowl players. They got Jerry Hughes, 10-plus sacks. And their front seven is really good. But obviously, no, everybody's saying their back end is not that good. But for me, I don't believe the hype. I don't listen to that bull crap because you got guys back there that's young. They see that they got, you know, the Broncos coming to town, myself, Demarius, a good receiving core, good offense, and this opportunity for them to prove themselves. And I can't allow that to happen, and I won't allow that to happen. So I treat every opponent, no matter what statistically they are, I treat them like they're a Pro Bowl player and like they're the best player that I'm playing because – right at that moment when I'm playing against them, they are the best player that I'm playing at that moment. So that's all that matters.
Some teams will give more free releases, but some will do more press type stuff. How do you exploit that when they do?
Well, thank God our running game is playing really well. I mean, I was talking to my dad, and we were just talking about us offensively, and if we are able to keep running the football like that and be multidimensional, it's going to be hard for teams to stop us, you know, because, you know, you can sit up there and play zone all you want, but then when CJ is running for 150 yards, CJ and Jamal is running for 150 yards, at some point you got to load that box, and now it's one-on-one with me, Demarius, and Benny, and that's when, you know, we have to take over. So that's our job. So, you know, as long as we keep running the football, I think offensively we're going to be fun.
You're expecting one-on-ones to start coming now next few weeks?
We'll see. I'm hoping they do, you know. But at the end of the day, when they do come, we got to handle business.
A lot of appreciation, of course, for the running attack right now. But there's expectations of the wide receivers blocking downfield as well. That's been a big part of what you guys have been doing.
Man, that all starts with our receivers coach, Tyke Tolbert. I could literally have a 100-yard touchdown. And I could go in and have a block that spring CJ loose for a 70-yard touchdown. And he's going to play my play one to two times. And he's going to play that block that I had 15 times. That's how much he cares about that we give effort in the run game.
Is that a different emphasis, a little more of an emphasis than there was last year?
He's been that way ever since I got here. If you go back and you look, we've always been the best. He prides himself and he tells us that we have to be the best wide receivers on the field in catching the ball and the blocking, and that's what we try to do.
Mike McCoy talks about how he likes to talk to the players and find out what plays they like. How much do you like that from your end of things?
I'm sorry?
McCoy's talking about how he likes to sit down with you guys and see, like, what do you like?
Oh, yeah. What's the name? My favorite thing about Mike McCoy is it's like playing backyard football with him. Like, we'll go in with a game plan. Next thing you know, he has his pencil out, and it's like he's drawing in the dirt. Hey, you see this right here? You see that? I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's do it. Next thing you know, we're running, touchdown or a big play. You know, he will adjust at any time. And, you know, his ears are always open to our opinions and what we think. And I think that's the reason why we're having so much success.
You guys have actually been better on the East Coast than a lot of other Western teams, and especially in the early times. What's the key to going on the road, playing an early game? Seems like you guys have had a formula over the last couple of years.
Coach Joseph said it, and he couldn't be any clearer. He said it's not about the suit you wear. It's not about the time that you get there. It's not about anything other than what you do between those lines. At the end of the day, we got to go out there. We got to execute at a high level. Obviously, crowd noise is going to be a problem. But how do you get rid of crowd noise? You put up points, you score points, and eventually the crowd just gets out of it. So that's what we have to do. You know, we can't make it a close game, because if it's a close game, or if we're not handling our job and executing, the crowd's going to be loud and it's going to be a distraction. So we got to go out and handle business.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.